Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I'm going to try to find my notes here because I just, whatever happened, happened. Oh, yeah, here we are. So, you know, let's talk about this for a second. You know, we talk about boundaries and stuff like that, but it's just like living unapologetically. It's like not having to explain yourself, okay? It's like setting boundaries and knowing that everything is okay, and no is like a firm answer. I think so many people get so locked up in the whole idea that, oh, I got to be nice, and it's just got to be, you know, I got to do this because this is what everybody's expecting me to do, and yada, yada, yada. Well, I'm just going to call craziness on that, because that's not true. No more, you know, living unapologetically, you know, living without having to defend yourself, without having to justify your existence. You know, so many people have just given, they've drinking the Kool-Aid and thinking they have to justify their existence when there's no existence to justify. I mean, you know, it's just, it's crazy making. So what if, you know, energetic boundaries aren't something you force. They're something that come natural. And when you trust yourself, they're just even more part of who you are. Okay. So when we lead, you know, when we're going to just lead into all of this here, you know, when we live unapologetically, we don't have to justify our existence. We just know that whatever's going on is okay. And so what are energetic boundaries really? Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about that. Energetic boundaries are not walls. They are the natural result of self-connection. So if your boundaries are weak, I ask a question of you. Where are you disconnected from yourself? Boundaries are often misunderstood as control or defense or protection, but true energetic boundaries are frequently based, not force-based. And what we're really heading into in humanity's evolution is more of frequency. It's allowing the flow, because remember, everything is energy. You know, when you look at my office right now, and I know I talk about everything is energy, what you're seeing me and everything else in this room is a denture. I'm going to the dentist this afternoon. That's pretty funny. Is a denser version of energy, whereas the things that we can't tangibly see are energy as well. There's frequencies and essences to the words we say to ourselves, whether or not we're connected to ourself or our higher self, whether or not we are experiencing our emotions or they're being trapped someplace in our body. It shows up as a blockage frequency. So, you know, these, you have to remember that everything is a frequency and an energy. And as we move forward in humanity's evolution, that is going to be more and more the absolute truth than, you know, a fleeting thought at the current moment. So when you're able, and it's a whole different form of, I'm going to say, living, being, and existing here on Earth. So your energy field communicates before your words ever do. And when you are internally aligned, your external reality reorganizes. So it's all about learning how to come within yourself, because everything starts with us first, and then it ripples out in from us into collective consciousness. It's not collective consciousness comes into our space and creates our reality. Now, if it does, that's a boundary issue, and you're allowing that to come in. Okay. So what if your energy was already speaking for you? Are you listening to it? Do you feel like you have to explain yourself to be respected? There might be a few of you that probably that is kind of happening for you. So let's do a little experiential process here. So where in your body do I feel expansion? And just tap into your body. And where do I feel contraction? Those are very telling, because wherever you're expanded, it's not about judging or criticizing it. It's just allowing it to be as it is. When you are feeling expansive, that means your energy field is expansive, and you could actually be here in your body, but you could also sense things outside of yourself. Whereas if it feels contracted, you are not even in your body, and you're probably in your mind someplace else. So what's the cost of a weak self-connection? When self-trust is compromised, boundaries become inconsistent, emotional, or even non-existent. When we overgive as a trauma response or learn behavior, this is something to pay attention. Are you an overgiver in your life? Do you give them way too much, way more than is necessary? That's something to reflect on. Maybe you're tolerating discomfort to avoid rejection or conflict. Or maybe you're confusing kindness with self-abandonment. You know, you're being overly kind or sickening sweet because you don't want to abandon yourself, or you're abandoning yourself to fit in someplace else. Or maybe there's an energetic leakage where your life force is being drained. We all have had those experiences when we have weak boundaries, where people kind of hook into your energy field. Mostly on an unconscious level, you're unaware of it, but you're around them and you feel like you're exhausted. It's like they just hooked in they hooked in their line into you and just sucked you dry. So sometimes we do that and we're not aware that we're doing that. But now that we are aware that we're doing it, we could choose something different. So just remember, your body keeps score. If there's fatigue, heaviness, or, you know, and resentment, that is something to pay attention to, because that is, you know, something that is, you know, triggering something within you that maybe it's time to look at and to heal up. So where have you been abandoning yourself to maintain connection with others? Maybe you're at work and you're trying to make nice and play nice and stuff, but yet, you know, you're just going along with the herd? Or do you feel responsible for other people's emotions or outcomes? Do you feel like it's your job to fix everybody and to make them happy at the expense of you? Or maybe what are you tolerating that your soul is ready to release? And sometimes that's one of the hardest things to really, you know, grasp and let go of, because it's like you're on the other side of that is all this uncertainty and unknown. Yet it could be the most liberating thing that you step into by allowing it to release. So, you know, if you've been listening to our show and you're liking what we're talking about today, make sure to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms. And share the episode with somebody who's ready to reclaim their energy. So let's talk a little bit about self-trust as the foundation of boundaries. So what you really need to remember is that you don't need to set boundaries when you trust yourself. You become them, okay? You embody them. It's not about you. It's not like something that's outside of yourself. It is something within yourself. So self-trust is going to create clarity when you're not overthinking and not second-guessing, okay? That's what self-trust. And it's the more you trust yourself, the more clearer you're going to know. And you're going to create more certainty in your world, even though there's so much uncertainty circling around you at the current moment. Your yes becomes aligned and your no becomes neutral, okay? There's no need to explain yourself, justify your existence for why you're saying yes or no. So that's when boundaries shift from reaction to embodiment. So when you are becoming the essence, you are embodying your boundaries. And then you stop outsourcing your authority. So what would change if you trusted your first internal response? That's an interesting question. What would change if you trusted your first internal response instead of jumping into your head and trying to figure it out and make it wrong? And what if your no didn't require justification? Oh, for me, that would be liberation and freedom. No is a full sentence. Remember that. And just remember, a clean no is more loving than a resentful yes. You could feel that energetically. When you're feeling resentful over something, it just, you could feel it energetically. I know I can. So, you know, that's a lot to think about right there. There was a lot to bite off and chew, you know, about the cost of a weak self-connection, and it does cost you. You know, self-trust is the foundation of your boundaries, which is essential. Self-trust is a foundation, I'm not going to say not only to boundaries, but to a lot of things. So we're getting ready to go on to our first break of our show. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about sovereignty and self-trust the last two or three episodes. And it's a five-part series that I put together. And today we're talking about living unapologetically. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking today about energetic boundaries, okay? So I'm just going to pose this to you. Energetic boundaries aren't something you force. There's something that naturally arises when you trust yourself. So where in your life are you saying yes when your body is whispering no? Or have you ever felt drained after being around someone and wondered why? And what if boundaries weren't about pushing others away, but about coming home to yourself? And what if your exhaustion isn't from doing too much, but from overriding the truth? So before break, we were talking about what energetic boundaries really are and what the cost of having a weak self-connection is, and self-trust as the foundation of boundaries. But now we're going to kind of take a deeper dive into energetic hygiene and stability. Now, I love this word, energetic hygiene, because it sounds so medicinal, but it's not. You need to remember that boundaries are sustained through energetic awareness and daily alignment. So just like you take a shower every day for your own personal and body hygiene, what are you doing daily to help you with your boundaries? So, and we're talking about boundaries, and my cat is sitting on my desk right now, and she's imposing her boundaries onto me, and if they're not in alignment with mine right now, so just bear with us. But it's no mistake that she's come to kind of be part of the show today, because I think cats are really instrumental in sharing what boundaries are all about. Pay attention to your four-leggeds. They really give you some great insight. So boundaries, like I said, are sustained through energetic awareness and daily alignment. So emotional clarity versus emotional absorption. You are not here to process everyone else's energy. You may be doing this on an unconscious level, because you don't know you are doing it, but you have just taken it on. So sometimes we may be doing this without our awareness. Now that we are aware of it, we're going to choose something different. So practice, you know, usually to help yourself with that, practices that support energetic hygiene are grounding into your body. Just like taking a shower every day, ground into your body every day. It's probably one of the best gifts you could give yourself. And maybe another way to support energetic hygiene is breath awareness. be aware of your breathing. Are you a shallow breather or do you breathe deeply? Some people are shallow breathers and aren't even aware that they do that. Yet, you know, they don't take that deep breath. And so it's not like they're fully present in their body. They're kind of not in their body as well. When you take a deep breath, you really expand your belly and your chest and you're in your body. When you shallow breathe just from like the top of your shoulders, it's like you're not in your body at all. And then the other thing that you could do to support energetic hygiene is clearing your field intentionally. And the difference between empathy and enmeshment, let's talk about that too, because it's great to be empathetic, but when we start taking on other people's stuff, we become enmeshed into the situation, okay? And that really is not empathy. Okay, I think a lot of times we confuse empathy with enmeshment, and it's not that. They're two separate concepts. So do you leave interactions feeling like yourself or like someone else? Do you have to put on a mask in order to fit in someplace? Or are you being your true authentic self? What practices help you return to your center? And what I'm going to, you know, encourage people is to explore different things. And, you know, because we're all uniquely different and what may align with one person may not work for somebody else. So that's why we have so many different possibilities. So we could choose and lean, you know, wherever you're being led or leaning into, I would definitely go explore that because that might be something that you may need to explore. So let's just do a little exercise right now. So I just invite you to take a breath and bring your awareness back into your body and call your energy back to you now. There you go. So let's talk about, I call it the clean yes, the calm no. What I really want to reiterate here is boundaries don't need to be loud to be powerful. Okay. What we need to remember to do is moving from guilt to neutrality, saying no without feeling guilty or feeling like you're going to be shamed or you have to justify your existence. So it's like moving from that to neutrality where no is a full sentence. You don't need to, there's no more over-explaining, defending, or justifying. Your energy sets the tone before your words do. And I think this is really important. Respect is a byproduct of self-respect. And I've seen this in action and I've witnessed this personally myself. When I set boundaries, other people have said to me, I really respect her. And I've heard that through other people as well. When you stick up for yourself and you have self-respect, it ripples out from you and people are going to show you respect as well. Remember, everything starts with self first. So, you know, I'm sure some of you are saying, oh, that doesn't work for me, or I'm not available for that, or, you know, let me get back to you. So these are some things that you may want to say when you're approached with something, especially if you're being asked to stay over on your job and you want to get out of there and say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm unable to do that today. End of sentence. You don't need to respond anything further. And sometimes what I tell people to do is once you say that, just continue walking away. So if you have that tendency to stay there and feel guilty and you have to go into over-explaining, just say no and just keep moving. It doesn't, you don't need to sit there and wait for their response. So you know, these things that are sometimes things you could say, that doesn't work for me if something's not aligning with you, or I'm not available for that, or to let me get back to you instead of an automatic yes. So with that in mind, it's like you still are in the power of that, and you can make that decision based for you from a point of neutrality. So what would it feel like to respond instead of react? When you respond, this is where you step into your power. And when you react, you are just, there's a word for it. It's like there's this game that is at the fair called Whack-A-Mole, where the mole comes up and you have a mallet and you're hitting it. And it's like the mole, every time you hit it, you're reacting. So it's like, are you playing Whack-A-Mole at the fair? You know, when you're reacting, trying to keep everything at bay, or are you coming from a point of expandedness, witness? Because your no can become grounded and complete. So let's talk about embodying sovereignty in real time. We talk a lot about sovereignty on my show because it is our birthright, and it is who we, it allows us to be who we are, and we have every right to be here without justifying our existence. The thing to remember, sovereignty is lived moment to moment through choice. It is our choice to show up in our sovereignty, not society's or anybody else's. And yes, it's not a one and done. It's a moment to moment decision. So remember, boundaries are not one-time events. It's not a one and done. They are an ongoing awareness and process. Okay. So yeah, I wish there was some magic wand that we could wave over the top of our heads. And once you say poof, the boundary fairy says, okay, you have boundaries for the rest of your life. Well, newsflash, doesn't happen that way. Wish it did, but it doesn't. So it's about us being aware and always being mindful and being in the present moment, choosing moment to moment to moment, okay? Based on being fully present and what your internal barometer is speaking to you and saying to you, your higher self. Remember that you are allowed to change your mind, okay? And you're allowed to change your mind without feeling like you have to justify your existence because of that. Your energy level is your responsibility, not your burden. Okay. The more you honor yourself, the more life meets you there. So where are you being invited to choose yourself more fully? And what would your life feel like if your energy was stable, protected, and honored? These are some things to think about. So we're getting ready to go on our next break, but I want to leave you something to ponder as we go off there. Boundaries are a reflection of self-trust, and self-trust stabilizes your energy. And stable energy creates the now. So we're getting ready to go on our next break of our show. And when we come back, we'll go into a very nice guided meditation to put this all together for you. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about sovereignty and self-trust in our series. And today we're talking about living unapologetically. And, you know, I got a question for you. Are you ready to stop handing over your power and start living in alignment with your truth? On our show, we bridge the gap between the physical and the energetic to help you heal in ways you never thought possible. If this episode has resonated with you, make sure you like, subscribe, and share on your favorite listening platforms, because the more you align with your energy, the more life aligns with you. So, you know, we talked a lot about all these different things that you could do to live more unapologetically. And we're going to just put all of this together for you and to do a guided meditation. And I always like doing these in my show because it's about giving you information and having you have a process to make this your own, so you get a taste of that, because it's very important, I think, to have an experiential process so that you can integrate this and get the activations that you need for yourself to move forward. So we're going to be doing a guided meditation called Energetic Boundaries, and I just invite you to find a place where you could sit quietly and probably not be disturbed for the next 6 to 7 minutes. And when you're ready, I invite you to take a slow, deep breath in and gently exhale. Again, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And allow your body to begin to soften. Allow your shoulders to drop. Allow your jaw to unclench. And allow your breathing to return to its natural intake and outflow. Now bring your awareness into your body. Not your thoughts, not your to-do list, just your body. And notice where you are supported. where your body meets the chair or the ground beneath you. You are here. You are safe. And you are present. Now, gently bring your awareness to your heart space. And imagine, or sense, a soft, radiant light beginning to glow there. This light is your essence, your truth, your energy. There is nothing you need to do. Just allow it to be. And with each breath in, this light begins to expand softly and naturally, filling your chest, your abdomen, your entire body. Now, allow this light to expand just beyond your body, creating a field around you, a gentle, luminous sphere of your energy. This is your space, your field, your energetic home. So take a moment here. Notice how it feels to be fully in your own energy. Not reaching outward, not taking anything in, just being. Now gently bring awareness to the edges of this field and simply observe. Does it feel strong, soft, close, expanded? There is no right or wrong here, only awareness. Now, from your heart space, allow this light to stabilize. Not by force, but by presence. Your field begins to naturally organize, clear, coherent, and grounded. Now, silently or softly repeat. I call all of my energy back to me now. I release all energy that is not mine. Take a breath in. And as you exhale, feel your energy returning, possibly from people, places, conversations, expectations. Gently, effortlessly returning to you. Now notice, as your energy returns, your field becomes stronger, clearer, and more defined. Not rigid, not closed, but stable. Now, bring to mind a situation or person where your energy has felt drained or unclear. Just observe without judgment. And now, from this grounded, centered space, feel into your body. Does this feel expansive or contractive? Allow your body to speak. Just say to yourself, I trust what I feel. I honor my energy. And just notice how your field responds. It may subtly adjust, strengthen, or shift. You don't need to push anything away. Your energy knows how to organize itself when you trust it. Now, allow this understanding to land. Boundaries are not something you force. They are something you become. So feel your energy, stable, clear, whole. Your yes is clean here. Your no is calm here. There is nothing to defend, nothing to prove. So take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, gently anchor this feeling into your body. And just say to yourself, I am safe in my own energy. I trust myself. I honor my boundaries with ease. So begin to bring awareness back to your physical body, your breath, and the space around you. And gently wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And remember, your energy is not something to manage. It is something to honor. So welcome back, everybody. And we're going on to our last break of our show. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking today on our series, Sovereignty and Self-Trust, Living Unapologetically. And when we return, we'll just wrap it up for the episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition.
Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about living unapologetically today, and we've been doing probably a five-weekish, overview show of sovereignty and self-trust. So if you missed some of the other episodes, we talked a little bit more in detail of different aspects of sovereignty and self-trust, and there'll be two more episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks. So what is really important to remember is this: your energy is not something to manage, it's something to honor. And if you're ready to deepen your self-trust and strengthen your energetic boundaries, I invite you to work with me one-on-one. I offer personalized bridge sessions, which identify where your energy is being drained and restore alignment at the root. And also, we have a monthly membership community called I'm Awake, Now What? That I partner with a good colleague of mine, Cozy Stankatis, and we provide a safe, expansive space for conscious connections, support, and real-time integration of your awakening journey. And we go live every week on a Zoom call to support people in the community and kind of share what's kind of going up for everybody. And also, you know, we have conscious wake up hours too. So go to my new website. We just got it upgraded a little bit. Thank you to my web hostess who did that for me. And it's the Dr. Dolores. Well, it's actually drdolores.com. That's the website, but I'm sure you'll find a lot of deliciousness in there that you could really sink your teeth into. So, you know, the thing to remember is that you're not here to manage everyone else's energy. You are here to honor your own. And the moment you do, everything becomes reorganized around your truth. It's that simple. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's episode. Energetic boundaries. Energetic boundaries, or boundaries, are a byproduct of self-trust. You don't need to force or defend your boundaries when you trust yourself. So just say, trust self equals strong boundaries. They arise naturally as a reflection of your inner alignment. Your body is your first boundary. Before mind explains anything, your body already knows. Expansion is your yes, and contraction is your no. Learning to trust this language changes everything. So where in your life are you feeling expanded, and where are you feeling constricted? Overgiving is often self-abandonment in disguise. What looks like kindness or generosity can actually be a pattern of disconnecting from self. True that. True giving comes from overflow, not depletion. So always give from the overfilled cup instead of from the half-filled. A clean no is energetically loving. When your no is clear, calm, and grounded, it creates more integrity in your relationships than a resentful yes ever could. And your energy sets the standard for how you are treated. People just don't respond to your words. They respond to your field. When your energy is coherent, self-honoring, others naturally meet you there. So energetic boundaries are not about keeping people out. They're about staying connected to yourself. When you are anchored in your own energy, you no longer need to monitor, manage, or control what's happening around you. You become steady. You become clear. You become unavailable for what is not aligned, without resistance, without guilt, without explanation. And from this place, your life begins to reorganize. Not because you forced it to, but because you finally chose yourself. So I'm going to leave you with this quote: boundaries are not something you set. They are something you become when you trust yourself. So I also want to tap into my highest galactic self and to share a message with you. Beloved, you are learning that energy is sacred, not fragile. There was a time when you believed you needed to protect yourself from the world, to guard, to defend, to brace. But you are remembering now that your power was never in protection. It is in coherence. When you finally present and fully present within yourself, your field organizes in truth. What is not aligned cannot anchor. What is not resonant cannot remain. This is not rejection. This is refinement. You are not here to carry out what is not yours. You are not here to hold space for everything and everyone at the expense of yourself. You are here to embody a frequency so clear that distortion dissolves in your presence. Let your no be quiet. Let your yes be true. And let your energy speak before your words ever do. Trust the intelligence of your field. It knows how to calibrate, how to respond, how to realign. You don't need to force separation. Alignment will do that for you. As you choose yourself again and again, you will notice something subtle yet profound. Life becomes simpler. Interactions become cleaner. Your energy becomes your home. And from that home, you will lead, heal, and expand in ways you have only just begun to touch. We walk with you in this remembering and remind you, you were never meant to hold everything, only your truth. So, trust yourself. Honor what you feel. Your energy is yours to hold. Release what is not yours. Your yes is clear. Your no is calm. You are safe in your own energy. And choose yourself fully without apology. So don't chase alignment. Become alignment, because you already are. So that wraps it up for another show. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And just remember, you are worth it. Goodbye, and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain,
12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.